Okay, thank you. Okay, in my presentation, I want to talk about the first, about my center, what is my center? And the second, what is the theoretical framework for the use in different tools in Spain? And next, I talk about the research studies using these tools. And next, I connected these tools, the use, with the different European projects. And at the end, I have a little policy recommendations. My center, I am working, I am a lecturer in the University of Valencia in Spain. I situate, this is the map of Spain. The University in Valencia is near to the sea. It's a beautiful city. If you not see, never, it's a very, it's a very nice place to visit. And I am working in a research institute belong to the University of Valencia, and this is a research institute. We are working in different technological, social, and research related to the innovation in the fields of social policies, and the main goal of my center is to improve the quality of life in general in the society. And in this center, we are working 25 senior research and 18 junior researchers. And we are working in an interdisciplinary perspective, and we are using this perspective in theoretical, in basic and applied studies in economic, social, political, and technological related to the welfare system. This is the map. We are the headquarters is in Valencia, but we are different universities connected with my center in Spain, in different regions in Spain. At the moment, we are 5 universities connected with my center, and there are another is in process to connect with my center in Sevilla, or in the center in Madrid, or in the north in Cantabria. We are working one problem related to the aging population. We think the aging population is not a problem. The problem is the use of the systems to attend the new needs to the elderly people. And we are studying the increase of the prevalence of chronic conditions in these people. And for example, in Spain, the care related to the chronic conditions implied between 70 to 75 of the total health care costs for these people. It's a very big cost for attending these people. And in this context, we are ask for what is the possible answer to this problem. And we are working in a new model. The name is social, Sustainable Social and Health Model. And this model, is developed, is designed using European projects, different European projects, using national and regional projects, and using the contacts with different networks and international groups, and in this context we are publish different papers, books or chapters in international editorials. In this model, the goal is to join reorganization of the social and healthcare system, designing new care pathways, linking the social and health system and connecting the social and health needs of the patients. In this context, the first step is to assess what is the needs of the people. And in this evaluation, we need to stratify this population to using different tools. One of these tools is the Community Assessment Risk Screen. And in this tool, I work for 3 years and using for different projects, regional and national projects. This tool is an American tool, and in one of the first projects we are working, we are using this tool in a sample of 500 patients, elderly patients, and in different primary centers in my region. And we are using data from 2008 and 2009, using the different databases for primary care, for drug prescriptions, or for hospital admissions. This tool is a very easy tool because there are only 3 questions. One is related to the health conditions, the second is related to the medical prescriptions, and the last is related to the use to the hospitals admissions or to emergency departments previous to the evaluation for the patient. In this table, you can see the main resource relating to the use in this sample. And at the end, you are the classification of the people. And we are 40% in high risk, and near to 16% in low risk. But the most interesting for this project is this tool is not good to classify the people because the sensitivity and the specificity is very low. And it's good to use or discriminate the people they don't use the hospital. But they don't discriminate adequately what people use the hospital. In this context, in a second project, we are using this tool in a big project in my region. In this case, we are using in a pilot application for chronic people, for chronic patients. And in this case, the sample is near to 6,215 patients, and near the 50% is elderly. And we are working with different chronic diseases, and we are working in different departments, the health departments in my region. But the tool is not a good tool to discriminate what is the patient is the high risk. But we can discriminate adequately what is the people, they don't use the hospital. But in this case, we are using the criteria, the clinical criteria, plus the CARS tool. In this case, we are designed three levels. One is the high risk, medium risk, and low risk. We are different interventions for age level. You can see the different interventions. In the high risk, we are using technological devices, PCs, tablet, to assess medical, biomedical measures. And at the end, we are in difference in each patient, we are programmed visits, calls, and alarms to attend the needs of these patients. In the medium, there are another, in this case, only smartphones, and the same biomedical devices to assess different variables, and the intervention is moderate, only calls and SMS. Okay. And in the low level, only the use of websites to about information about this disease or the treatment related to this disease. At the moment, we are working in the assess what is the impact of the program related to the healthcare, related to the quality of life and the satisfaction of the patients and the doctors, nurses, etc. And because it's more important not only the treatment to the patient, we are trying to measure what is the change in the quality of life, because it's more important for the people in chronic conditions improve the quality of life. What is the connection with the European projects? I connected this project, this regional and national project, with in the first with the European Innovation Partnership and Active Healthy Aging, because we are working in two groups, in the action group B3 and in the action group D4. In the first is relating to the integrated care in using different tools and services. And the second is relating to the innovation for aging-friendly buildings. And in the first, we are working to reduce the unnecessary hospitalizations related to these chronic people, these chronic patients, the using integrating care with social and health services, and using management models. Another program, this program started this year in January, is you can see the website and you can see information about this program, this European program, is the Urban Health Center. In this case, we are designing what is the primary center in the future, what is the first option or the best option to attend the people, the chronic people in the future. And we ask with people in a not in chronic condition, but in a good situation. For example, it's elderly people, but it's independent people, it's not dependent people, because we are new. What is the context in the future to attend these people? And we ask to the people, to the professionals, and the policymakers about what is the future in design to the primary care centers using technologies. The second is the website, is the access. In this case, the pro this program, this project, is related to the stratification to the chronic patients in the different European countries. And we are we need to stratification the chronic patient because we need to design a personalized care. We need to customize the care for the patients. In this case, we are working with chronic patients with different disease and fragility or risk of fragility. With all this information, we are different recommendations in the first for the health Spanish health care system. In this case, we are talking with the Ministry of Health in Spain and in my region because I think it's necessary to using new tools to detecting patient at risk and to use new programs to monitoring and management these patients. And it's very important to the first step to introduce these tools in the database systems to help. The second is to connect with different European projects, in the two projects. In the first, to detect patient at risk, and the second, and to evaluate these tools. One other recommendation is to create new tools because the tools like CARS is not the best option in my context because it's an American tool and the context is very different in Spain and it's different in here, in England, in UK, and we need to develop new tools. And at the moment, we are working in two projects, two national projects, to develop new tools to detect these patients. And the last is to connect in this information with simulation tools. We are working in a simulation tool, in a program. The program is long-term care, multi-agent system. And this is a simulation tool. They can create new pathways using health and social services. And the first step is to stratification the population and to detect what is the people with high risk. And thank you very much. Questions?
Could you just introduce yourself?
So Marie-Aline Bloch from France, French School of Public Health. My question is with regard to your tool, your current
CARS.
CARS, yeah. Yes. I didn't see any social criteria.
No, this is only three criteria relating to the disease, the drugs, and the use of the hospitals previous to the assessment.
But in your project?
Yeah, in my project we include sociological variables.
Yes.
Related, for example, to is alone, the people live alone, or they have informal care, or the economical situation, what is the economical resource for these people. But in the new tool, we are separate the first variables because we need to use very fast, we need to use or create a tool we can use very fast in the databases, the health databases. And the next, when we are detecting the first group, we're using a new screening tool, more specific, using new variables, for example, sociological variables.
So how is this CARS how's going to use? Who is going to use? Is it the house doctor or primary care?
No.
Or is it for all only for planning purposes, or is it for in everyday clinical situations?
The use, we are decided to use this tool because it's very easy to use, and we can connect this with the databases. We don't need to ask for the patients, and we don't need to ask for the professionals. We only need to use the databases. But
who is going to use the information?
Sorry?
Who is going to use the information that CARS gives?
Yeah.
Is it the GP or is it
somewhere? GP, GPS.
There is a delay in the information that is included in the registers.
Yeah.
Database.
Yeah. Yeah, because in Spain we are the this information is in the electronic database of the patient. There's no problem.
So how long is the delay? Is it 1 year or something like that?
It's 1 year. Yeah. 1 year.
So actually, you know that this person had been into hospital, been hospitalized a year before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So that's not very much updated information.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Understand, because
it's a problem because yes, if you're using this kind of input data, you have a problem with trying to identify chronic diseases because they are shifting very much over time. Elder people's use of hospital care also shifts over time. So
yeah, but we
target efficiency.
Yeah, I agree with you because it's not a good tool, and we are deciding to design new tools because this tool is very general. It's not. It's very easy. It's very fast, but it's not the best option.
In the UK, in England, there's a lot of interest as well in developing these risk profiles and risk assessment tools. We face some different challenges. For example, there's problems in the sharing of databases between what is known by the GP and what is known by the acute care system. So a lot of the risk assessment tools in England are based on previous utilization. Period. They don't know necessarily the health conditions, but it's all based on prior utilization of health services.
Yeah.
I mean, they do. It's real life data, so you know, from that point of view, it's better. It's worse in terms of you're not able to, you don't know necessarily the health conditions attached to them. So again, I imagine it's not you didn't decide to you know, this was the product of the data limitations that you're facing the system in Spain. So,
yeah.
I mean, to some extent, it's about finding ways of improving the databases and the linkages between databases in different care systems.
Yeah. We are evaluating different tools. We are start the project, and we are see here in UK the PRA tool. You know the PRA?
Yes.
Yeah, you know the PRA.
Interrai as well.
Yeah, Interrai. I use Interrai. Yeah. I use Interrai because, but it's a very long, it's complicated to use very fast and to complement with another opinions. In this case, we are using this tool only for the first discrimination of the patients and next the professionals, the clinicals, the doctors, decided what is the classification, the final classification of the patient, because they know what is the situation of the patient. More questions? If you have any question, you have my email. Sorry?
Yes, I'm Jen Moriarty from King's College London.
You said, Francesco, that you were excluding people with cognitive impairment.
Yeah.
And I wondered why that was the case, why you made that decision.
In the program, for example, in the big program for different department, health department, we excluded the people with a mental disease because we need to have the care at home, and we need to using the center and to using the devices with any problem. Yeah, for example, one people with Alzheimer in different phases, they can use some devices, technological devices, and it's difficult to work in this type of group. But I think it's another group to have different interventions because it's a very big group and they need a lot of things relating to the care.
And there probably is a group of people who could,
yeah,
could use it.
Yeah.
People with perhaps at very early stages.
Yeah, we are working with people with Alzheimer in another project related to the support to the informal cares and relating to the use, for example, the music remembers to connect it, the patient with the family or with the friends. I think it's a more interesting group to work.
Yeah. And the links with cognitive impairment and yeah, other long-term caring
yeah,
conditions, you will end up with an overlapping group.
Yeah, I agree.
Any more questions? No? Thank you very much.
Thank you.